So does that make for a good show?
Nope. Nope. Uh-uh. If it made for a good show, the ratings would be up. It's not making for, people want to see, they want to see action. They don't want to see five guys in the ring talk about what they're going to do in the match. And then the next night they have the match and then they're going to have the pay-per-view. No. No. It's ridiculous. I'm not paying a pay-per-view when I can see the match on Raw probably in about another 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, you know, back in the, even you go clear back to, I mean, classic wrestling times when, mm-hmm. you know, back in the 80s when Hulk Hogan was on his rise and things like that, you know, you had people like the Iron Sheik, you know, things like that, that were people from nations that were maybe in a feud with the U.S. of A. And the professional wrestling industry really played on those moments, and they're almost mm-hmm. gone now. They're basically gone,
yeah.
isn't it?
They're gone after, I think the last one that they actually had was probably when Sergeant Slaughter, and when he turned, I think that was probably the biggest thing that the WWE really had heat on, because that man, he had death threats. People were trying to find him, trying to kill him. And I think Vince said, okay, I can't have this. But if you've got a war going on, what better way to bring out the fans than watching this actually happen? You got two guys in the ring that one's from Pakistan and one's from the United States. Let's go. But I don't know. They're not doing what they're supposed to do anymore. It's not wrestling to me. It's just, let's have playtime. Mm-hmm. It's not wrestling.
I was going to say, so not only just controversial moments with dealing with race and other uh-huh. things like that, what happened to the, okay, Chris, not just the violence. I mean, you know, anybody could go out and bleed in the ring, right? I mean, anybody could go out and cut their eyebrow and bleed. And
yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about in, when we talk about the PG era and the violence and things. I mean, we're talking about, like, will you ever see The Undertaker choke slam Mankind through Hell in a Cell again?
No, never. It'll never happen. Now that they've got all this concussion syndrome and they're watching these guys like hawks, and there will never be another Hell in the Cell like it was when The Undertaker did that to Mankind. They'll never have it again. But if they do, it'll be accidental if someone's up there and they fall through, but no, that'll never happen again. They'll make sure of it. They don't want to show the kiddies, this is playtime. This is not real violence. This is playtime. But no, we'll never see it again. It's an error gone. It's gone. And I miss it. I really do.
I think you messaged me. Did you get a chance to listen to the podcast, Dave, just put on?
I listen to every one that y'all put on every time.
So we talked about TNA. We had talked about TNA quite a bit on that podcast. So I talked with Dave and I talked with Juice about TNA. Would you say that would violence, would these off-color things bring TNA more into the limelight?
I think TNA does more violence than WWE ever does. They don't have the wrestlers like them, but they break a lot of walls more than WWE ever does. I like mm-hmm. their wrestling. They're more controversial a little bit, but TNA to me is, how can I put this? It's like going to an exam for a doctor. You know it's going to hurt eventually, but you're going to have to do it. And why?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I can't figure out TNA. One day that they're good, the next day they're not. They just now announced that they sold out Bound for Glory. If it's true, I want to see how. But, yeah, I think that TNA puts on a good show, and their wrestling is far better than Vince's ever will be. But they'll never get anywhere because they don't have the money, they don't have the sponsors, and they don't have the TV anymore. So, who knows?
Yeah. So why do you think we're seeing so, I mean, if the violence in these things aren't here, but yet there's been, I mean, 2016 was just completely riddled with injuries.
Oh, yes.
Why do you think if we're not having the extreme violence we were, if we're not having these controversial things, you know, why are we getting guys injured so much these days?
Well, I'll take a quote from the Honky Tonk Man when he was on Jim Cornette's podcast. They are not trained properly. They all think it's a TV show. These guys will go to these schools. They'll get 4, 5, 6 months of training, and then they'll go on to the Indy circuit where they'll do everything from fall-on light bulbs, barbed wire and with baseball bats, and they think it's all television. But when they get to the major leagues, they get hurt. I mean, it's a sport where I give them credit. There's no way I could do it. And I've got a feeling that they're not being trained properly by WWE or anyone else, because let's see, how many do they have injured in NXT? And WWE had about, 15 wrestlers go down, and some of them were by professionals like Seth Rollins, injured seven wrestlers.
Yeah.
Still
upset about that. I think Dave's a little upset too, because he's one of our favorites that he injured.
Yeah, I mean, he ended one man's career.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're not trained properly. Even like the Honky Tonk Man says, that's the reason why he's not in the ring anymore doing the AAA event, because he's afraid that they're going to break his neck. He is terrified of them. He does not want to be around anybody that has not been trained within 4 to 5 years. If you haven't been trained with that length of time, he does not want to be in the ring with you, because you are not been trained properly.
Well, is there anything else that you can think of, Chris, that we need to discuss or bring up in this controversial edition with Chris? I mean, you know us, Chris. We're just so controversial.
You want to be controversial? I'll be controversial right now. Is when Dolph Ziggler came out as the Undertaker.
Oh,
that. Yeah, don't ever do that. You're talking about a legend, and then you do that right there. Come on, that right there ticked me. When I saw it, I just about threw my remote. Like, no, that's wrong. What did you just do? I'd love to see the Taker come back if he'd have done that again. But controversy, there's a lot of controversy with Jeff Jarrett. I say he's going to be gone again. He's not going to be back, but from what I understand, he wants to take some time off from the business. They say it's personal. They say it's with his wife. Who knows? Wrestling to me is gone. I watch it every now and then, but I just can't hardly watch it anymore. It's just not like it used to be. And I understand that we're going to try to talk about the Memphis wrestling back in the day. That should be interesting to do, because I can't wait to do that one, because that one's going to show where true wrestling came from.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, and that's the grassroots stuff where it comes from the county fairs and like that, where, you know.
But that's when wrestling was, they would talk about anything and everything that they could to get the fans excited and to get the fans starting riots in some of the arenas. I mean, back in the 80s, a lot of the police officers in Louisville, Kentucky had to wear riot gear when wrestling matches were going on. So if that don't tell you much, now what they do, they pat you on the wrist and say it's going to be okay.
Well, you know, and Dave's talked about that too. You know, he's talked about that too, where he says that wrestling attendance is down as a whole. You know, he said that they had to move some people around at the SmackDown so that they made the arena look more full and things like that. And I don't think we'll ever see like the end all of it, you know, end all be all of the WWE or anything, but, you know, it is, I think people are getting a little frustrated with, and with the network now too, people can sit at home and watch just about anything they want, you know?
They need another Austin to come in and shake things up. But that'll never happen because there was only one. Could it be Kevin Owens? Yeah, I think it could be.
It could be if they'd let him off his leash.
Yep, if they would let Kevin Owens out of it, because he was a heck of a heel in at Ring of Honor. And, I mean, he could get people wanting to fight in the stands. And I think he could become another Austin. But a lot of people disagree with me, but I see it. When they did the thing with him and McMahon, yep, I saw it. I believe it could. So, who knows? We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Well, thanks, Chris. And
No problem.
Gosh, it's been good talking to you, finally.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash. Dave Denton here, Audrey Salveson there. Or is Audrey Salveson here and Dave Denton there?
It's kind of like metaphysical. It's like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You're D, I'm dumb.
What's Zane?
Don't even get me going on.
Please,
Zane.
No, please. Come on now.
You know, you've heard Dumb and Dumber. You know, he's just the dumb. I mean, he's just the dumber.
You ever seen The Office with and Dwight? And he says in a segment, yesterday, Tweedledum and Tweedledum came back from their honeymoon or something like that, or from their baby moon, and just started, I love Dwight Schrute. I've been watching The Office lately, and I just love it.
Yeah.
Nothing dumb about this. October 8th, Sunday, live at the beautiful and new Little Caesars Arena, home of the Detroit Pistons in Detroit, Michigan. It will host Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
That's much better. I should have had you do in the first place. Yes. Thanks for just overriding me.
I am a professional radio announcer. I learned how to speak good English.
Shut up, Dave.
Thank you. Tweedledee and Tweedledum here. I'm D, he's dumb.
A lot of good matches coming up here. I'm actually excited about, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm excited about all these. In fact, one of the matches is actually going to make history in a way that you probably didn't know at first.
I did not know that at first.
We'll get to that in just a bit. Let's start up with the U.S. title match, AJ Styles, Baron Corbin. A lot to dance with in this one. It's been kind of a rocky storyline, to be honest with you, and that's nothing to these guys' fault. Actually, I think I put it on the writers more than anything. The match itself should be good if it's done right. Keywords should be good. By the way, there's another match that if it's not done right, there's going to be some really upset fans. We're going to get to that match here in just a little bit.
Okay.
U.S. title here on the line. What are you expecting from Baron Corbin and AJ Styles for the U.S. title?
I'm expecting that it's going to be a three-way match. They're going to add Ty Dillinger. Dillinger beat Corbin on SmackDown Live.
That's delicious. I like it.
And there has been some chatter, and I think it makes sense since it's not Hell in a Cell. You know, it's not going to be a Hell in a Cell match. It's a regular match. I think that they'll add Ty Dillinger, or Dillinger will get involved in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to pick Ty Dillinger to win the match.
Ooh. That's a hot take right there.
Yes.
Hot take, hot cake from Dave Denton.
The perfect 10, baby.
I'm actually going to go with AJ Styles.
You're going to go with AJ?
I just think nobody likes Baron Corbin, so they're just going to have him lose. I don't know why. Like I said, the storyline's been rocky, but I just think that, no one likes Corbin, so I got AJ Styles winning this one.
Okay.
Well, even good. Though Corbin will have a shenanigan of some sort or a little bit of tipsy-turvy trick play, if you want.
Yeah.
He'll come up with something.
Yeah.
And I still think AJ Styles somehow dodges
the king
it.
Of the cheap shot, Baron Corbin.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and move on. Women's Championship, SmackDown Women's Title. It's Natalya versus Charlotte Flair. A lot of storylines to dance around in this one. You can start with Charlotte Flair and what her dad, Ric Flair, has been going through. And so it really makes Charlotte a babyface in this whole entire thing.
Yeah.
Natalya has been dominating, if to say the least, in regards to this this Women's Division Championship. By the way, history with these two women. They were the first two women to ever fight, ever wrestle in a pay-per-view for the following: an NXT Women's Championship, a Raw Women's Championship, a Divas Title Championship, and a SmackDown Divas Championship. After this match, Natalya will have set the record for the most title matches appeared for by a diva.
Is that what I didn't know?
That is what you didn't know.
I didn't know that.
So Natalya and Charlotte Flair are making history there again. So if this match sounds familiar, it's because it's happened four other times.
Yeah.
But it's actually turned out to be a good match the last four times.
Well, I think Natty's always been the face in the other time.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about switching places. You put Ric Flair into this whole storyline, which people are going to do it just out of natural. A lot of people are hoping that Ric Flair will be there at ringside to watch your daughter wrestle.
Wouldn't surprise me, but I'm not.
I'm not holding my breath. Happen. If he does, great, you know. But if he doesn't, don't. I mean, I just don't expect it.
Right.
But like I said, it puts Charlotte Flair on the baby face out of this. Dave, who do you got in the match?
I have Charlotte Flair.
I have Natalya.
Whoa, we're going opposite on these things, huh?
We are. Yeah. I mean, nobody's better to win the title at this point in time than Charlotte. Absolutely. But the WWE is still set on dominance for some reason, especially in the Women's Division Championship. I don't know why. So I've got Natalya winning it.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I've been wrong before.
I'm not going to say anything.
If the roof does not blow down, if the roof does not blow off during the following match,
oh, I know what you're
some
gonna
heads
say.
Are going to be very, very,
oh,
very
I'm looking forward to
on
it.
The hot seat. I'm talking about the Hell in a Cell match, Tag Team Championship, the New Day versus the Usos. A Hell in a Cell can be tricky to get creative.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're the New Day or unless you're the Usos. They can create whatever they want and make it something. I don't care who wins the match, but the match better be a 12 star out of 10.
You know what? The last few matches these guys have put on have stolen the show, and I think they're going to do it again. They're both at the top of their game. I've kind of complained about getting kind of tired of the New Day stick, but boy, when they get in the ring against Jimmy and Jey Uso, holy, that is going to be the match of the night. That's the one I'm looking forward to.
That's hopefully going to be a candidate for match of the year as well.
Yes,
that's
unreal.
A candidate if it goes well, if they do it right. But you know, with these guys in a Hell in a Cell, because they're a quote-unquote mid-card match, they're going to say, you know what, forget that. Let's go and just tear this place
off. I think they're going to tear it up.
It's going to be fun. That's a match to keep your eye on. Again, I've got the Usos winning.
Well, man, we're going opposite here.
No, I think you're right. I think the New Day, you know, scheme is just really dry, but I think they actually wanted some energy in that, so I think the Usos win it. But like I said, I really don't care. The match just better be darn good.
It is.
It better be above
good.
My expectations, that's if you right. ask me. Let's go ahead and move on to, really, I guess it'll be an interesting match. Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. Kevin Owens is such a pro.
Shane McMahon's like 52, though.
Well, he's in excellent condition, though. And he also trains all the time in mixed martial arts. So he's in excellent condition. And, you know, he's done some training with that. And look, you know, last time he was in a Hell in the Cell and he fell off that when The Undertaker put him through the table and he fell through that.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible spot. But I expect that spot will be repeated, but it'll be Kevin Owens going through the table this time. As you know, falling off the the cell.
So on SmackDown, Kevin laid an absolute beating to Shane McMahon.
Ooh.
Just attacked him and just put him behind a woodshed.
Yeah, they went to the concession stand, which it was wild, but it wasn't as wild as the Tupelo concession stand. Which, we're going to discuss that at a different podcast. With Chris Evans. Chris actually called me one day and he wanted to find out what was going on with this Tupelo concession stand. So we'll talk more about that at another podcast. But they went to the concession stand, and Kevin put a slam through a table on Shane McMahon. And did you see when Shane was coming down the steps towards Kevin Owens in the ring cutting a promo?
Yeah.
Did you see what happened with the woman?
No, I missed this maybe.
Okay. There was Shane was about halfway down the steps at the arena, and he's really selling it, like, you know, he's beat up, he's just limping down the stairs, and all of a sudden this woman in shorts holding a beer gets some of that Budweiser courage, and she starts twerking right in front of him, shaking her moneymaker, getting down with her bad self. She was shaking her booty.
What the heck is wrong with you, dude? You actually got excited about that.
I'm old, but I'm not dead.
Oh, my. And with that, we'd like to apologize and end this podcast and for never come back. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, who you got? Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, Hell in a Cell.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Shane O'Mac.
So, I actually, someone said it really well in the Bleacher Report, as reading earlier today, and I'm going to just go ahead and echo their words. I'm actually really concerned that Shane McMahon's going to get hurt. Like, really? I mean, look, this guy likes to go over the top, I mean, Mick Foley style, but I feel like he never lands a bump right, or that something goes terribly wrong and he runs out of luck. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid something's going to go wrong here, and he's really going to get hurt. And Kevin Owens is not, like, a really light guy. So, I've got Kevin Owens winning, and I don't think Shane sees a wrestling ring, or at least competes in it, ever again.
Oh, wow. Man. Okay.
You really have Shane McMahon? You have Shane McMahon winning this match?
I have Shane McMahon winning this match because he's a McMahon. Something will happen. Either Vince will come out, Stephanie, or Triple H, or somebody is going to interfere with in this match so Shane can win.
By the way, this match is a false count anywhere.
Has they changed it officially?
Yeah. So, it was rumored, I guess, and then I think Wrestling Inc. News actually put it out that it looked like it was going to be a false count anywhere.
Well, Shane did talk about that on SmackDown, saying, mm-hmm. I'm going to make it a false count anywhere.
So, it sounds like it is actually going to be. And if that's the case, Shane's going to do something really stupid. And still going to lose the match. But everyone's going to still be talking about Shane McMahon's really stupid move that's going to, I mean, whether it's jumping off a cage again onto a freaking announcer table or, I don't know, something out of the world that you're going to be like, what the crap are you doing, dude? Yeah, I got Kevin Owens winning.
Kevin Owens, okay.
WWE title on the line. Jinder Mahal, Shinsuke, I'm not going to say
just
that.
Just say Nakamura.
You know what? No, I'm going to say Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke.
No, I'm going to go Shinsuke.
Shinsuke.
It should be Shinsuke. Who do you got?
Nakamura. Okay. I tell you, I've thought long and hard. I think I'm going to take Nakamura on that one, even though it wouldn't surprise me if they keep Jinder Mahal going. He's getting good heel heat. He's caused controversy, getting some press for SmackDown with some of his remarks and promos. That have gotten mainstream media pull. But I think Nakamura gets the crowd going for some unknown reason. I'm not a fan. Zayn and I talk about it. I don't like his style. I would rather watch some of the Japanese wrestlers that are in the 205 division, the Cruiserweight. They're fun, but not. I'm still going to pick Nakamura.
You know what's really interesting about this match is what's the pay-per-view called?
Hell in a Cell.
So why isn't the WWE title match inside of a Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, and why are they changing Shane and KO? Because that was supposed to be Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I'm not understanding. Because isn't outside interference been a problem between these two?
Uh-huh.
So instead of like putting down a cell where not even freaking... What, Meagle the Schmeagle could fit in a hole. You're just going to let it wide open for anything to happen. Just let the two duke it out inside of a cage.
Yeah.
I mean, well, what do I know?
So who do you have, Jinder or Nakamura?
I got Jinder.
Okay, man, we're doing okay. All right, so there's a couple other matches going to be held.
Light me up.
Okay, Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode, Glorious. The Glorious one, Dolph Ziggler, is going to say he's going to have an incredible entrance during Hell in a Cell.
It would be really funny if he showed up and his entrance was just lights out and it's just dead silent. There's no music or anything, and he just walks out.
You know what? I bet he does it. I'm telling you,
that would be
the
best entrance. If he just lights out, no music, no nothing, and he just walks to the ring.
Yeah. I would not be surprised. I think that's what's going to happen. You just made the prediction of all predictions. You, my friend, are like Karnak.
Seriously, no, I've been watching it, and so everybody's making... Nobody's even giving a crap about the match. They don't want to know what his entrance is going to be. So I mean, he's just going to throw a middle finger to the air and say, you know what? Turn off the lights. No, don't play any music. I'm just going to walk.
That's what's going to happen.
And just go to the ring, get in, and just do it.
Karnak the Magnificent over here.
I got Dolph Ziggler winning this match, and I don't think it's even close, by the way.
You have Dolph?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Glorious. Okay. Bobby Roode all the way. Okay. How about Randy Orton versus Rusev?
This storyline just sucks from top to bottom, and the match is just worthless. This is the dumbest match. This is pointless. I think it's dumb, and I think it's worthless. It doesn't help either wrestler in any way, shape, or form. Rusev wins.
Tell us how you really think.
It's a waste of time.
A waste of time.
This match is... There has been nothing to this match that makes it tasteful.
And you know what? For the first time, we're both agreeing.
You got Rusev too, huh?
I got Rusev too. Both of us.
Now, does Orton go heel? Like, I mean, major
heel. He wants to.
I think it's time.
He wants to become heel. I think he wants to be heel and doesn't like being the baby face.
So maybe he I don't know, he loses the match and then he attacks Rusev from behind or something and beats the tar out of him.
Yeah,
could be. I don't know. Who cares? This match is just no good.
Probably in the pre-show, they're going to have a tag match: Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin against the Hype Bros.
Yeah. Well, this is good. This is good attention for the Hype Bros. See what they do with it. You know,
they're going to turn heel.
I have part of an inkling of that.
Uh-huh.
Do you have them winning though?
I have them winning because of a heel turn.
Oh.
Yeah. Because remember when they lost their last tag match, they're backstage on SmackDown Live, and they're just kind of looking at us. We've got to change something. We got to change it now. And that means heel turn.
I've got the Hype Bros winning too, but I think Shelton Benjamin just comes through in regards. He's only in there just to put on a show.
Yeah, he's in there to help.
He's in there to entertain the crowd. Actually, you know what? I got two questions. I'll ask the first one right now, though, because it kind of leads into this. But John Cena, I'm hearing that there's a chance that he comes back, but is... And I guess he puts the whole entire career to rest. One match, one and done. Thanks, goodbye.
I don't think so. Really? I think he'll be...
I hope that's the case.
I think he's going to be kind of a part-timer, come in for, you know, when he's done with the project, come in for one or two matches. I think it would, you know, possibly he would come in as a special guest referee. He could come in as a mystery tag team partner, that kind of thing. I think he'll be doing that over the next several years. I don't think he'll be full-time, at least for quite a while. I mean, his body is getting older. He's got lots of things in the... Lots of fires going on and going to get married up. So, I just think he's going to be a part-timer. I think he'll still be around, but not quite as much.
Here's a question I have for you. Who is more of a legend in Hell in a Cell? Who does Hell in a Cell belong to? Undertaker or Triple H?
Undertaker.
So do I.
Undertaker.
And with all due respect to Triple H and his matches versus Undertaker, Mankind, I still think it belongs to Undertaker. Because really, that whole entire Hell in a Cell stigma caught fire after Undertaker and Mick Foley.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, it all caught fire after that. And Undertaker made that his own cage. Like, that was his home, his backyard. That guy, that's where he lived in.
Yeah. That was his match.
Yeah. He won his first four Hell in a Cell matches before losing one to Shawn Michaels, thanks to the Kane.
Yeah.
But, I think Undertaker.
Taker.
What about you, Turnbuckle Trash Heads? Who does Hell in a Cell stigma more belong to? The creation of it. Undertaker or Triple H? Who are you looking forward to in Hell in a Cell? Are you looking forward to Dolph Ziggler? Are you looking forward to Randy Orton? Okay. Are you looking forward to the history with the Divas? Are you looking forward to seeing Jinder? Are you looking forward to seeing Shane O'Mac, 65 years old, jumping off the top of the Hell in a Cell, landing on absolutely nobody and nearly killing himself?
Well, I'm not looking forward to Nakamura. I know I picked him.
Yes, you are.
I don't like this.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry.
You're excited. Any other things, news, rumors, thoughts, questions, concerns?
I'm just thinking about that girl twerking right in front of Shane O'Mac right now.
The crap is your problem.
I'm old.
Oh my, that's give even me more this. Gross. Give me a break.
Give me this.
And with that, folks, Dave Denton here, Audie Salveson over there.
You did it again.
Big thanks to Zane Pearson and Chris Edmonds, as always, who does a great job. Big thanks to all of our listeners who continue to listen to us, even though you probably have a billion other things you could be doing that you feel like are better. But you know what? We appreciate you.
What could be better?
Listening to me.
That girl twerking?
Oh my. Would you stop? You were like 87 years old. Quit using that word.
I'll never say.
No, No. Stop.
Twerk.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
I said K.
You.
King.
You have some serious. Thanks for listening to us. Hey, we'll come back next week for another Hell in a Cell. See ya.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo!
Let's have everyone fairy dust and everybody will be nice and happy with the little cupcakes. We'll be okay.
She was shaking her booty.
What the heck is wrong with you, dude? You actually got excited about that.
I'm old, but I'm not dead.
Oh, my.
How about Randy Orton versus Rusev?
This storyline just sucks from top to bottom, and the match is just worthless. This is the dumbest match. This is pointless. I think it's dumb, and I think it's worthless. It doesn't help either wrestler in any way, shape, or form.
That would be like handing Jack the Ripper a pair of scissors and say, please don't cut anybody.
Coming up, Lucho.
Lucho.
Coming up, Lucha goes underground. Not hardcore. Underground. Hardcore. Good gosh. You know what? I'm going home.